We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amid Yom Hilchos Shabbos and Mishnah Chaf Gimel Siv Zayin. Says the Mechaber, Mutar Lahatpil Kli Chadash HaTon Tvila. The Mechaber brings the idea that it is permissible to do Tvilas Kalim on Shabbos if you need the Kli for Shabbos. The Yesh Osir Mechaber brings another idea that it is prohibited. And after bringing the 2 days, the Mechaber says, V'yare Shemaim Yetzeyes Kulam, one who fears Hashem will try and be yotzei both shitos. This is the Mechaber saying this, not as many say the Mishnah Berurah often does. He says that, you know, ha-machmir tavol of bracha, best to be machmir to be yotzei all the shitos. The Shulchan Aruch himself says, best to be machmir both shitos in this case. V'yitin akli le'enu yehudi b'matana, v'yachzor v'yishalenu mimenu v'ein tzarech tvila. What should you do? You should give this kli as a gift to a non-Jew. Now it is owned by the non-Jew, and there is no chiv tvila on a kli which is owned by a non-Jew, so then you borrow it back from the non-Jew, but the non-Jew still owns it, and then you are allowed to use it without tzvi. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for the mandamer which prohibits it is that it looks like you are fixing the kli, since you are not allowed to use it unless you do the tvila. By doing the tvila, you have now fixed the kli, you have now made the kli ra'i to be used, so therefore there is an iser d'rabbanan of nirake mesakin amana. The Mishnah Berurah also mentions that it appears that these 2 days say these opinions, whether it is metal, a d'oraisa, or a glass, a d'rabbanan, one could see a possibility of splitting and saying the d'oraisa would be prohibited, but the d'rabbanan would be permissible. However, the Mishnah Berurah states that the Mechaber does not hold that one would split that way. The Mishnah Berurah also points out from the words of the Mechaber that a yari shemayim yetzeyes kulam, it appears that mitzad hadin, me'ikar hadin, really, the Mechaber holds that it is permissible. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're mesupuk, you're not sure whether this kli requires tvila or not, you can be somech on that first day, since we say that whenever there's a suffik and you can't get around it, you would be allowed to be mekel like that first shita. In terms of the heter given by the Mechaber to give it as a gift to a non-Jew, this is somewhat questionable because we saw that there's a discussion whether you're allowed to give gifts on Shabbos or not. In Simen Shin Vav, we said you're not allowed to give a gift on Shabbos. However, if it is Letzorech Shabbos, if it's going to be used on Shabbos, you would be. So the question is giving this gift to a non-Jew, since you know that you are now going to borrow it back to use it on Shabbos, is that considered to be Tzorech Shabbos? Is that now considered to be a need of Shabbos, since you now are benefiting on Shabbos from giving the gift to a non-Jew? Meaning, the giving the gift to the non-Jew itself is not Tzorech Shabbos. It's just the fact that you are now going to be able to use the kli when you will borrow it back, which is considered Tzorech Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, it appears that that is considered to be Tzorech Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah also points out, though, if you do this Eitzah, and you give it as a gift to a non-Jew, and then you borrow it back, if you're going to keep it now, so now you're obviously going to have to do Tevila on it, Motzei Shabbos, since you know that you are going to keep it. And as long as you keep it, then it becomes yours at a certain point, and therefore the Taz says that you would need to do Tevila on it after Shabbos, but it should not be done with a bracha. The Ramah then adds another heter, v'imhu kli shero ilamalos bo mayim, if it is a kli that can be filled with water, yimalenu mayim in a mikvah v'asalot tefila, you should just fill it up with water like you're filling it up to use the kli, and since you're filling it up with mikvah water, that will be considered its tefila. The Mishnah Berurah says, you should not make a bracha on it, because then it's clear that you're doing it for tefila reasons. The whole point is that you're trying to not make it look like you're doing tevila on this kli, rather you're just filling it up, and through that you're yotzei the tevila. However, the Mishnah Berurah says this is not an ideal heter because you're losing out on a bracha by doing this, and we would rather not lose out on brachas when we perform it. Another heter that is suggested by some is to be mafkir the kli, say that this kli doesn't belong to you in front of some people, and therefore it doesn't belong to you, and now you can use it. However, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that since you're going to go ahead and use it, and you're going to use it a couple times, it's clear that really it does belong to you. You didn't really mean to be mafkir it, so it's hard to use that heter on Shabbos. Whereas Rav Yashiv says that this heter would be a valid heter as long as you actually are mafkir it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach also points out that when we said that you don't make a bracha when you do the tefillah after Shabbos, that's only if the non-Jew doesn't now return it to you by matana. But if after you used it on Shabbos, a non-Jew now comes to you and says, here, you can have it back as a gift, so then now it belongs to you now anew, and now you could make a bracha when you do that tefillah. The Nishmas Shabbos, Rav Harfness, thinks that nowadays really it's mutter to do tefillah. First of all, we have the Mechaber who says that you can do tefillahs kelim on Shabbos. And second of all, most of these etzahs aren't really going to work. The etzah of filling up the glass isn't going to work. And even that other etzah of giving it to the non-Jew isn't such a great etzah, because Lamaisa, you're using it as your own. So really it should be chayiv and tefillah. So he says, since much of our tefillahs kelim is suffik anyway, since we're not sure if it's owned by a corporation, etc., etc., so therefore one will be able to rely on that first daya of the Mechaber, which holds that you can do tefillahs kelim on Shabbos. This is the opinion of Rav Harfness. However, he says that it is better not to get into this situation, and if you don't need to use this kli, then don't do the tefillah chatchila. However, b'diavad, he thinks that you would be allowed to use this. Obviously, one should consult their local posek on this issue.